AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. In Saudi Arabia today, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he's talking to the Saudi King and Crown Prince about Iran.
We'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition.
And the AP's Ben Thomas reports the U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Iran.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That was National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking in Israel Sunday alongside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While President Trump called off airstrikes last week that he says Bolton was advocating, U.S. officials say he simultaneously gave the U.S. military a go-ahead for cyber attacks, targeting Iranian military computer systems that control its rocket and missile launchers. Meanwhile, Bolton says the economic pressure will continue.
We expect that the new sanctions President Trump referred to in preparation for some weeks will be announced publicly on Monday. Stay tuned.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Before leaving the U.S., Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, says President Trump sent a letter to North Korea's Kim Jong-un and it was well received.
We're ready to go. We're literally prepared to begin at a moment's notice if the North Koreans indicate that they're prepared for those discussions.
Later today, detention hearings are scheduled in Philadelphia for six crew members of a Swiss-owned container ship. More than 35,000 pounds of cocaine was seized from that ship, street value in excess of $1 billion. The Supreme Court is expected to rule this week on a request from the Census Bureau to ask everyone in the country about citizenship status. Woody is back.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Toy Story 4 had a big opening weekend at the box office, but it was below expectations. A merger in the casino world, El Dorado, says it's buying Caesars, the deal worth more than $17 billion. This is AP Radio News. There was a ceremony in Thailand on the one-year anniversary of the day 12 young soccer players and their coach became trapped in a flooded cave for more than 2 weeks. It was a dramatic rescue. One of the boys, Adul Sam'an, credits his coach.
I'm so happy to make the attempt here, and it's very important for us because Tassam is like a second father for us.
The boys, who became known as the Wild Boars, their soccer club, took part in a Buddhist ceremony in which they gave food to monks to make merit. Santa Anita's troubled racing season came to a close after the deaths of 30 horses at the track in Southern California, which rattled the industry. No incidents during the morning training hours or the 10 races yesterday. Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer was banned from Santa Anita. Four of his horses were among those that died. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.